Chapter 2, Laborers Together with God.
The ear of the Lord is open to the cries of those who are in his service. He has promised, I will guide thee with mine eye. Psalms 32:8. Walk humbly with God and ask him to make your course of duty plain. When he speaks to his representatives and asks them to be laborers together with him, they will do the same kind of work that Jesus announced as his work when he stood up to read in the synagogue at Nazareth. He opened the book of the prophet Isaiah and read, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. See Isaiah 61, verse 1. The truth is now overcast in the world by clouds of error that prevail. He who can influence even the most lowly and can win them to Christ is cooperating with divine agencies in seeking to save that which is lost. In presenting to the sinner a personal sin-pardoning Savior, we reach a hand of sympathy and Christ-like love to grasp the hand of one fallen, and laying hold of the hand of Christ by faith, we form a link of union between the sinner and the Savior. The end is near, and every soul is now to walk carefully, humbly, meekly with Jesus Christ. Our precious Savior, from whom all the rays of truth radiate to the world, wants us to put not our trust in princes, nor in those Son of Man, in whom there is no help, but to lean wholly upon him. He says, Without me ye can do nothing. John 15:5. We need to look to Jesus constantly in order that he may impress upon us his own lovely image. We are to behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Then we shall reveal Christ to our fellow men.